Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. Yes, we are on Thursdays now. We have moved. We are no longer broadcasting on Friday evenings. We are broadcasting Thursday at 6 p.m. And you know what? I forgot to tell you, it feels really yummy. It feels really purposeful. You know, just happen. And when things just happen, it's meant to be. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are embracing the year 2015, the year of eight. Before we do so, I always like to take a moment to bow to the infinite teacher within. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. It is a moment where you connect to your higher self, infinite wisdom, all that is. If you've never done this before, you know, just take a moment to listen and feel the vibration. And if you are fairly well versed with the Master's Playground and the Adi Mantra, I invite you to join me. Placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Closing our eyes, take a deep breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev. Beloveds, welcome to another beautiful evening. So in this episode, we are embracing the tone of the year. And we are doing so by embracing the numerology that is found in the year 2015. 2 + 0 + 1 + 5, the year of eight. Let me start by highlighting the last time we were in the vibration of eight as the year was 2006. The time before that was the year 1700. Moving forward, we will find ourselves with the gift of the year of eight again in the years 2024, 2033, 2042, 2051, and 2060. That will be the last time in this century. So what's really interesting about just looking at this, right? It really puts an emphasis on having us understand the year of eight. And then noting that it's going to be, it's going to be coming up in such a rapid succession, one after the other, after the other, like we've never experienced before. Therefore, the year of eight is very interesting. The figure eight is represented by a circle and a circle. The symbology of eight has been important long before the number eight. The symbol of eight is about the big wheel of the cosmos turning the little wheel of existence. Last year, the year of seven, 2 + 0 + 1 + 4, that was the year of hard labor. Work. What kind of work? We worked our way towards higher consciousness. We worked to get out of our own way. Our focus was to allow our authentic selves to be present. You might have remembered in previous episodes, I kept highlighting, we've got to do the work. We've got to do the work. We've got to do the work. Allowing yourself to become your authentic self. The self that is connected to everything and everyone. The self that is connected to infinity. God, cosmos, the governing force, if you will. For we are made in that image. The year of eight is the year of the big wheel moving your wheel. The other component of eight is that it's a perfect circle or a perfect sphere that cannot actually make contact with the other perfect circle in the perfect sphere. Because in order to make contact, there has to be a flat surface. And a perfect circle in a perfect sphere has no flat surfaces. So how can we touch it when there's no flat surface? Well, you know, we can analyze it and we can say, well, maybe the molecules could touch. But molecules too have no flat surface. Maybe the atoms. Well, that too has no flat surface. At the subatoms. Yeah, you know, the electrons, the protons, but they too have no flat surface. So in other words, where is it that a perfect circle is able to touch another perfect circle is what the point of eight is all about. It means that we actually connect with that cosmic field at a point of no dimension, a point that does not exist, but it still touches, but it does not exist. So with that, I'll start off with our first song and highlight, yes, my loves, this is the realm where our dreams lie. Enjoy the song.
You
Everybody is looking for something. Hi, loves. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and you are tuning in to the new evening, Thursday nights for the Master's Playground. What a ride. What a journey we have all been on. Expanding, growing, getting past our own confines of understanding things and being open. And this year, the year of eight, we're highlighting how the sphere, the perfect sphere, meeting the other perfect sphere, never actually have a flat surface. But we know that it touches. And so we go into a non-dimensional field. The point of eight. So what is the point of this year, right? Well, let's stop and rewind the clock a little bit here. In our three-dimensional minds and our five senses, when someone says, okay, it's a point of no dimension, you know, but they actually touch. A lot of individuals will have a hard time understanding what that means. Like, what? Wait, what? Now, that just sounds like it's totally out there. I don't know. That's a trip. What are you talking about, right? When we're greeted by something that we cannot prove, that tends to be our response. Like, wait a minute, wait. Where's the proof? What's going on here? So I ask you, when did we give up our authority over to hardcore science? A science that says everything has to be proven. Even if it's beyond three dimensions, that everything has to be proven in a language that's understood in our three-dimensional experience. What if we were two-dimensional beings? All right, come with me on this journey, just, you know, quickly. What if we were two-dimensional and somebody actually said, I believe there's something out there. But we're all two-dimensional, right? And then somebody said, I think I'm going to step out there. That's what happened 7.5 million years ago when the primates got off of their two-dimensional fours and decided to actually create a depth perception. The perception of the third dimension. It's very similar. Like, how do we explain to a person who's been blind all of their life the difference between the color purple and plum, the color of plum? The year of eight. If you don't believe in it, you can't know it. I'll rinse and repeat. If you do not believe in it, you can't know it. But if you do believe in it, and then you do know it, you can't explain it in a three-dimensional language. You know, conversations are had. You just know something, right? You just know something. But we can't explain it in a third-dimensional world or a language. So don't be surprised if you're exchanging. And the most that you can do is go, one more time, And then the other person goes, And then in concert, you guys are going, That is what it's like trying to explain that which you cannot prove. And that is why you're tuning in. Tuning in to a show like this. Who in their left mind would tune into a show like this? Listening to talk like this. So, as you resonate with that, I'm going to play a playful song, okay? And before I switch over to the song, I do want to highlight that it's a new night, but if you happen to be catching us, call 1-800-893-9562. I am offering free Kabbalah Tarot readings. But in the meantime, I ask you to embrace this concept by simply knowing. Not proving, but knowing. And listen to the song. Enjoy. think all of us have been waiting for this moment all of our lives. Yes. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to The Master's Playground, and tonight we are embracing 2015, the year of eight. It is the year where we allow ourselves the process of surrendering and allowing the cosmos to lead you, trusting. But it's a process, right? We can't explain when we know something. It's not possible. Because you only know when you know. You only know when you know. You know? So the process. This year is a blessing. This year is a gift. This year is a practice year. And we're going to have so many different opportunities, but this is the year where we literally take a vacation from all of our issues. What? But there's plans and we've got to, oh my God, and we need to go ahead and actually, you know, structure all this. Let go. That is the gift of eight. Let go. So you have a dream. And it could be anything. Every single one of us has a dream. Every single one of us. It could be anything. You know? And here I am communicating. Let go. Trust. Believe. Know. That is the process. So first, you have to connect to your heart. Connect to your heart and really feel that dream. And this year is the practice year where you keep believing. So it's going to be a process. You're going to experience a belief in the believing. I believe that I believe. Right? Oh, I'm really trying to believe here. I have to let go. I'm totally believing. Oh. Right? And pretty soon, you believe that you know. I totally believe that I know this, right? And after a while, you'll simply know that you know. And that is one of the most beautiful moments we can ever have. When you let go. Because you just know. You just know. So what am I talking about, right? Okay. It's kind of funny, right? If someone's tuning in right now, it's like, what kind of tripped out show is this? What's going on? Hey, man, it's radical, you know? It's amazing. So this year, you will find yourself confronting yourself. The more and more you believe, the more you come into knowing. And when you know that what it is that you dream about is simply happening. You get bored. You just get bored. You're like, oh, I already know this, you know? There's no, because we thrive on the excitement of unexpected change. Oh, no, we have to know the change. We have to know what's going, you know, what kind of changes are happening. We have to know. Right? Because it gives us a false sense of security. It's very radical. And that is this year, where we allow the cosmos to completely allow and bring that which our heart desires. It's not practical. It's not something we could prove. It's nothing that we could put into a project plan. Crack myself up. So right on. Welcome to the year of knowing. And all of those worries and problems that we experience. How am I going to do it? Oh my God. Da-da-da-da-da. Let go of them. The ultimate leap of faith and trust. Those problems will still be there come next year. If you really want them, you know, just a little CPR on them. Oh my God, here are all my issues all over again. But this is the year. This is the year where you simply know that your heart's desires will manifest and are manifesting. Because if you know it, you've got it. Because the wheel of the cosmos is just like the wind that's pushing our sail. Yeah. You know, the Buddhists say, go to boredom. Literally, they say that. Go to boredom. Don't ask for something different, because different will disrupt your knowing. All of Buddhism is based on the art of knowing and being one with that. And because, like, when you do something different, like try to plan things and da-da-da-da, and you try to, like, you know, get involved in the process, if you will, all you're doing that is different is ignoring that you know. And that is called ignorance. Now, ignorance is not the lack of information. It is ignoring the information. Like ignoring the fact that you can sail and allow the winds to guide you. The Mayan calendar, excuse me, the Mayan calendar said that in 2012, what was happening was that everything boiled down to such a rapidity, a rapid nature, that from then on, it would be crazy. Unless you don't believe in it. But if you do believe in it, this unknown. Let me translate. If you simply allow yourself the gift of knowing, in between the years 2012 to 2060 will be a phenomenon. When you're in the now, all you have to do is be ready to receive. That's all you have to do. Now, mind you, the mind is a monkey mind. It is the negative mind is the fastest mind. It is the first one to react because it's built to protect you. We have three minds, negative, positive, and neutral. Negative, oh my gosh, how is this going to impact me? What's going on? Oh my God, how am I going to do this? La, 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 la. Oh my, survival, survival. The positive mind, okay, how's this totally going to benefit me? What's going to happen? The neutral mind, it sees everything, both the negative and the positive, and simply ask one question. How is this serving my higher self? That's it. So in short, let the ride be the ride. Because all of the struggling is ridiculous. It really is. Return to your innocence of knowing. When you were a little kid, you just knew things. You did. Communicated, hey, and da-da-da-da, and this is just what I know. And there was no uncertainty, no fear. A baby comes into this world and knows the mother. A mother gives birth to the baby. She knows the child. The relationship is not between the mother and the child. The relationship is in the knowing. So I invite you to close your eyes and get in touch with that. Let this be. Return to your inner child. What is your child for the year 2015? Do you have a goal? Do you have an ideal? Is there something that you would like this year to gift you? Visualize that. Visualize that which you want 2015 to gift you. And as you do so, I invite you to embrace this mantra and keep holding on to the vision. Enjoy. Bring your dreams into your knowing. Everybody, you are listening to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are embracing the year 2015, the year of knowing. All right, let's get a little more practical before I close out with this evening's tarot reading for the week. We've all heard it.
Be desireless.
Right? We've heard it in a lot of metaphysical circles.
Be desireless.
Well, let's break that down. What exactly does that mean in relation to the gift of this year? The moment you have a desire, know it. That's it. Just know it. Then you will not have the desire anymore. That is being desireless. It's not some checked out state where, hey man, I don't want anything. I don't need anything. No, it's about being consciously involved, allowing your full conscious presence to be connected to the infinite and to know. You have to let it go though. Don't hold on to it because that is simply reinforcing the desire.
Oh, I really want it. I really want it. Oh my gosh. Okay, no, I really desire this universe. No, really, no.
I totally want this universe. No. The moment you have a desire, know it to be true, and then let it go. Don't mull over it. Don't earth it back up again. Simply, it's like blessing it and just going, Thank you. I know that's going to happen. Thank you. You let it go.
So the year of eight. So what, it's about what you can perceive and knowing that not everything that you perceive can be proven. But you just know it. All right. You've been listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. We're going to close out the evening by pulling some tarot cards. Now, it is customary on The Master's Playground for me to go ahead and dive into asking spirit, the universe, the cosmos, all that is, the gift that is you and I. What are the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week? So let's go there, shall we? Oh my goodness, I love tarot. It's official. I just love the tools of the divine. I really do. The energies that we can anticipate for the coming week are the Five of Swords. What does this mean? It means that this week is going to require the increasing of our commitment. And within that, we will find the challenge. Right? Can you keep allowing yourself to know? When there's challenge, the possibility of anxiety shows up. So you can anticipate that anxiety will be greeting us this week. Because we're choosing to believe in that which we cannot prove. And we are going to get nervous. And we're going to, question. But as the anxiety increases, so does the love. Essentially, this is the week where we're being asked to make the commitment. Period. End of story. This is it. How do you wish 2015 to unfold? What is your heart's desire? You may not have all the answers. There's another beautiful saying. You simply acknowledge the desire, know it, and leave the how to God. Leave it to the cosmos. Leave it to the universe. Yes. So how do we navigate this week based on the fact that we're going to be breathing and going, oh my gosh, I know that this is for me, I know that this is what needs to happen. How do we navigate when we start getting really nervous? We ended up getting the King of Cups. And with the King, we are advised to know what you want, to make up your mind and have it be inflexible, have it be strong and established. So there it is. Those are the energies that are greeting us for the coming week.
and what we can anticipate. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to The Master's Playground. You can find me at triplegoddesspro.me. I invite you to visit. I do have a New Year's special going on a variety of services that are available to you. So I invite you to embrace that. I also would like to highlight that every Monday morning, I release what's called the Magi Soundscopes. The Magi Soundscopes embraces what we can expect astrologically for the week, as well as numerology. And then I compose a song every week, capturing the energies therein. By going into shamanic trance and communicating that. And oftentimes I use the actual recordings of how the planets sound, which is kind of like, what? Yeah. So check it out. triplegoddesspro.me. Let me see. I feel prompted to ask one more card here. What happens if we truly embrace knowing? The Seven of Discs. The expectation of results. And the expectations are high based on what we've accomplished already. It's the cultivation of the self and surroundings that brings bloom. So, with that, my loves, I wish you a very magical 2015. I love you all. Tune in every week to The Master's Playground here on SkidRowStudios.com. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we embrace playing with a variety of tools of the divine. So I'll send you off with a blessing. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Love. Yourself. Love each other. We are one.
The Master's Playground.